ngemikolo jamaze irokuba atinga jinama ejo kufulumia ebigezo ebyolu na kuruwa lero iranga saweno executive director owe kitongole cha UNEB Uganda National Examinations Board bamweta Dan Odong na alikuba atinga ayogera ku mukolo guno oluvainuma agemye minister Janet Hataa Museveni atinga ni first lady amuwa kadokoli mubutongole aba atinga alikula ebigezo bino era wana amalu okwogera minister Janet Hataa Museveni awoni mwabali abali kwenda okutegera abana bayimbo bakoze batya mwida kuwa buterevu mja kumetimba gano mwida kuwa atinga mwiniga kuwa jebali kuwa sindikira mwiva atinga mtegera engeri yaba na benyimwe jeba kozemu ainga nikuendo kutegeza nti Dan Odong ngali kuwa atinga yugira kwa vile ya tegeza nti mwigezo vino abana bakozeino oluzungu okusinga kwa masoma agandi bakozeino English baida ku science okubala ate SS tiono kuru no ya batabu ike tiba amukoze bukalamu atinga abana abobu wala bakoze bulungi osinga kwa abana abobu lenzi mubigezo binebya PLE primary living examinations bya kule mwaka 2025 ayenga abasomi abe wandisa okuba atinga batyamira ebigezo bino bali emitwalo chinana na mulala kanana ikumi tekitegeza nti beyongera ku nebitundu bibiri n'obukutu kutubutano kuli chikumi okusinga kukwabu abewandisa okola ebigezo mwaka 2024 bali emitwalo nsanvu na mwenda kasanvu bina anana bana era nga kubasomi abo wobangu etegereiza mukwano gwaife mulungi obuna nti abasomi abaana abobuwala bali bangi kosinga abo bulenzi abobuwala bali emitwalo anane ebiri kanana bisatu chenda na munana atenga abo bulenzi bali emitwalo asatu na munana kenda bitano chinana na mwenda ebigezo bino biri kufulumizwa olunaku olwaleero ngena kwedo mwezi makumi asatu ayenga ebyo mwaka gulye 2024 byafulumizwa ngena kwedo mwezi abiri na isatu obona nti waliwo encho kachuka mwecho ekikoleibwa abasomi bano abali mu kibina ekyomusanvu okweso igasini yesoka baida atandika okusoma ngena kwedo mwezi 16 omwezi ogwana musebuko ogweto ogwokubiri omwaka gwene guno ye Kalan oba secretary wa Uganda National Examinations Board ono bamweta Professor Celestino Obua asimye no president we likakuta Museveni na soso kuba atenga yogera ku mukolo guno yakuba ati president akoze butaweera okubonanga ata sente dimala mu kitongole ekyebyempiya era yakuba nti kino kyona kiyambye ku UNEB okuba atenga etambuza bukalamu emirimo gyayo so tulikulinda okubonanga tufuna minister owensonge debi endegeresa nibye mizanu Janet Hataa Museveni abatinga ayogera ku eri abana Uganda nga balikufurumia ebigezo ebyona ku lwaleero ayinga tubayozayoza mwena mwena aba bise aba kozo bukalamu eriyo bana ifabani nga tibitambwire bukalamu mutawa mu mani osobola okubatinga oyiramu wasoma ekibina ekyomusanvu ate oba oli awo kumukuza ogwo bisobola okubanga bitambula obukalamu kale ndikiriza nkutu alibutereevu ena kasero wali mundu eyo bwa presidenti twegeite kubakulu kuba Dan Odong alija kuba atenga yaniriza honorable minister Janet Hataa Museveni atenga ni first lady ndikiriza mba atenga nkutayo plamba lamba
the boys have performed better. We are saying slightly better. We are told by the statistician that sometimes the differences are not statistically significant, but they are there. Then with the social studies and religious education, again, the males have performed slightly better until credit 6, where they tie up and then the female curve tends to be a bit higher, showing more of the girls getting the lower grades. mathematics is perhaps where the difference in performance is quite significant. The gaps between the two curves, male and female, are quite visible from distinction one up to distinction. I've rather credit five. Again, the two candidates' agendas tie up around credit six. And then thereafter, the females come down. Rather, the females go up, meaning that more of them are in the lower grades. So here, performance of the girls up to credit, the boys up to credit four, and then there are fewer boys in the lower grades of seven and eight, and the fail grades. Mama figure five is now showing, when we have put all this together, the frequency distribution for PLE 2025 total aggregates. These curves are now showing the percentages of candidates that are passing this examination with the aggregate 4 that the chair talked about, 5 up to 36, which is the lowest, that is a fail. You'll see that the males and females, the males are a little better up to some level, and then we can see now the males, their curves come down, meaning more of them are in the upper distinctions. This curve is indicating that most of our candidates are passing between aggregate 11.